Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. When God chooses an individual, a family, or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. It is the place of making, the place where God transforms lives, and the divine will of God is being done. Line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. God allows his divine will to be done in men, in the lives of people. And that place is a place where we see the favor of God on our life, favor with him and with man, favor that causes us to go and to be and to move in the direction of his will and his purpose as we submit ourselves. That their place is also that place like Abraham, because the Bible declares and lets us understand and know if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior, then the promises of Abraham belong to us. They are ours. And every covenant that God has given in his word is ours. It is ours for the taking, for the manifestation. This place is also the place where we are allowing ourselves to have the faith that looks like Abraham's, in that we are allowing God to show us something from in eternity, and that we believe it, we see it in the spirit, we grab it in the spirit, and we command that manifestation to happen in time. We believe for the impossible. We believe what God says, and we stand on the word of God. And even though we're being made and we're being processed and we're being groomed and we're being cut, and the spirit of God and the treasures of God and the fruit of God is being manifest in our lives, we display that. And we go through the process of allowing God's will to be done in us. We don't become stiff to him. We don't become hard to his will. We don't come those who buck as Israel did against God. But we say, God, well, nevertheless, as Jesus said, let your will be done and not ours. Have your way in our lives. Make us and mold us for your glory and for your will, and use us for the purpose of what you designed us for. So God gets the glory out of our lives. Many lives are saved and parted in the truth and the impact and the influence of the word of God. Our influence is used for good. It's used for helping someone else, showing someone else the light, because we are the light, the salt that doesn't lose its savor, but we're that which draws people. We're that those who individual who causes them to understand and know God's divine will. And we move in that vein. We move in that alignment in God's truth, manifesting all that he says. So in this 15 minutes, we're going to be encouraged in that walk, encouraged in that process, and encouraged to stand knowing that God's divine will is going to be done. We want to look at Ecclesiastes 9 and 9 verse 11. And I'm going to read this out of different interpretations because I want us to get what this is saying to us and to understand what God is saying to us. Out of the Amplified Bible, it says, I return, and this is Solomon. Solomon is the writer of this book, and he's saying this. He says, I return and saw under the heavens, under the sun, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor its breed to the nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of intelligence or an understanding of, nor favor, nor men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. Out of the Christian Student Bible, it says, again, I saw under the sky, under the sun, and the race is not to the swift, and the battle to the strong, or bread to the wise, or riches to the discerning, or favor to the skilled. Rather, time and chance happens to them all. And that same interpretation coming out of the New Living Translation, the New Living Translation Bible says it this way, I have observed something under else, something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race. The strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. I like the way this interpretation says it and sounds, and I want to read that again. This is, and I want you to write it down. This is Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, and I'm reading this out of the New Living Translation. And it says, I'm saying it one more time, I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race. The strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. That in itself causes you to pause, to think. It's a feline moment. It's causing you to understand and know something that you would not understand and know unless you have observed it, unless you've understood it, unless you have seen it. Sometimes we are so busy with trying to finish it, to trying to get through it, trying to just get to the next thing, finish the education, finish the course, finish this job, finish this task that I have to do, finish getting the kids to this point, finish getting the marriage to this point. We're so busy about getting to the end that we don't understand and know, well, we hear it, but we don't really apply it and understand that God is not so much concerned about the end as much as the heart and the motive and the intentions of what we do and how we do it. He wants us to do it with all of our heart, loving him, understanding his divine will, understanding his purpose, understanding his plan, loving him while we're doing it as unto the Lord, as the word says, doing it with all of our heart. In other words, putting into it everything in the spirit that looks like God, as well as the gifts and the talents that he's given to us. But he wants it to be that, because if you don't do it the proper way and all you're worried about is the end results, then you're going to miss everything that's going to produce what is going to be glorifying to God, that he's going to look at and say, I like that. That looks like me. I like what I'm seeing in the earth. We're going to be so busy getting through it that it's going to be put together with anything. It's going to be done with any kind of attitude, any kind of heart, any kind of motive, any kind of conduct, and it's not going to be filled with the things that it needs to be. Because when we read, it lets us understand and know that there will be some that will be educated. There will be some that will be skilled in different ways, but there's necessarily not going to be the end result of what they're going to have. It's not going to be that. I just read and told fastest runner doesn't always win the race. So you can put all the time in the world into it and not have the right attitude and the right heart, and it might not end the way that you think. You can be the strongest warrior and it still not be the battle that you win. It might be the one that you count on that you lose. You might be the wisest person, but yet you're still hungry. And that hunger could be not just for food, but for the things of life that are necessary and needed, for love, for friendship, for God, for peace, for joy. You're still hungry, and you're the wisest. You're still hungry for those things. You could be skilled as much as you want to be and yet not have success in your necessarily wealth in your life, the wealth that you think you should have. And not even go after the things that really are wealth, the things that really do matter. And you can have all the skills in the world. You could be educated and not have success. You could be, everybody could be calling you the greatest, but you're a failure as a individual who loves God, a failure in your marriage, a failure as a spouse, a failure as a parent, a failure as a child or an auntie or a good coworker or someone that really exhibits God's character. So it's not given to those things, but it's the things that make God glorified in your life that matters, that exalt him, that causes him to be seen. When we look at this and we think about it, it lets us understand and know that the best don't always win, and that which those who deserve rewards or honors may not always get them. It lets us understand and know that oftentimes in life, this is not the experience of many, many people, because they are looking at it with an expectation that is not always realized or not always seen, because of things that may have occurred in the process that changed their focus or changed their direction or changed their attitude or changed their mind or changed their heart. But we want to make sure that we stay pliable to God. We want to make sure that what we do looks like him. We want to make sure that when we look at this scripture, that the race is not given to the swift or to the strong or to the wise or to the men that of understanding or skill, that we understand and know that sometimes it won't go our way, but time and chance is going to happen. Opportunity is going to be given, and we have to understand that we have to do it God's way. It's going to happen the way that he plans, because he holds it all in his hand. Every person who understands this will be able to walk through life or go through life and not be crushed when it doesn't happen the way that they think. Because God can take what you missed the first time and bring it back again. And this time, you'll be ready for it. This time, you'll have the right heart, the right attitude, the right motive, the right conduct. Your head will be in the right place. Your focus will be in the right place. You'll understand what it's really all about, and you'll be able to give him glory in your life like never before. Every person who has an opportunity, and in the Bible that we saw, yet they were great in everything that they did, but they were limited, and they encountered and had a meeting with God. And in doing so, God was the one that made it happen, or God was the one that changed it, or God was the one that got the glory out of it. And that's what we need. We are not, regardless of our whatever happens with our strength, with our wisdom, our skills, time and chance is going to be given, and opportunity is going to be given, and God is the one who can make it come back again, and it look like him, and it work in our favor. And this is what we have to remember. Yes, it's good that we apply ourselves. Yes, it's good that we go out and get the education and do our best and be the best at anything that God allows us, affords us to do. But we have to keep the right perspective, and we have to do it in love with the heart of worship as unto the Lord, whether it's the job, whether it's being trained to be the greatest athlete, that's walking around, or the singer, or move in politics, or open up that business, or work in a corporation, or be the best in ministry, or be the best mom or dad, whatever it is that has been given to us, let us do it with a heart that glorifies God, with a life of worship unto the Lord. He knows where we are and knows who we are. He knows everything about us. But when we say we belong to him, then we owe him the best service with a life of worship, with a heart of worship in all that we do. And whatever thing that needs to come back around, God will allow time and chance, if it's his will, time and chance to afford us that opportunity, that door, that missed place or that forgotten place or whatever it is, so that he's glorified in our lives. We want to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is. We want to grow and expand and always learn and add to ourselves everything that God says, not missing anything, not acting as if we've arrived and we know it all and we've got it all under control. But we rely like a child on God in every place, asking for his wisdom, asking for his help, asking for his strength, asking for his will to be done, his word, his spirit to lead us and guide us. Because when we do it that way, and he knows us, he knows where we fail, where we fall short, Then we get to experience the God that makes time and chance bow for us and yield to us and give us everything that we need. Time and chance happens to us all. Let God give you the time and the chance, and let it be for his glory. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there on Blog Talk Radio. Have a blessed day, blessed weekend. Know that you are more than a conqueror because God has commanded us to be conquerors in him.